Hello, and welcome to The Supply Chain from Control Risks, the specialist risk consultancy. I'm your host, Sam Tornio, and in this series of podcasts, we'll be taking a closer look at the impact of COVID-19 on supply chains. Supply chain disruption means different things to different businesses, and even internally across different roles. To get a sense of these various perspectives, Charles Hecker, one of our partners, has been speaking with some of the people who have been right at the center of the crisis. People like Jasper Notebaum, Vice President of Insurance at BW Offshore.
Sam, thank you very much. And a very big thank you and welcome to Jasper Notebaum, who's joining us from Singapore. Jasper is the Vice President of Insurance at BW Offshore, and it's a pleasure to have you on the podcast today. Welcome, Jasper.
Thanks, Chuck. Great talking to you again, as always.
Likewise. Jasper, tell us a little bit about how the COVID-19 pandemic has disrupted your company's supply chain, and how have you responded?
Well, as any sound company will probably address it similarly, our people are true assets, and so not getting them to work has been obviously the biggest disruption. We have people that are in countries where they don't live, and we have not been able to rotate them as per normal because there's no flights to bring them home or to bring their replacements in. This requires a case-by-case approach, as we're basically asking people to stay put, and these men and women are truly our heroes. We rotate them in-country with shorter shifts than usual so they can stretch their legs and relax in hotels or the place that we've arranged for them. But still, it's not home and they're not with their loved ones. So checking in with them directly via line managers, via the captains, via the human resources teams, the focus is completely on them. But we can do this. We were allowed to reduce the numbers of people on the assets, so attention can be given to those presidents. But make no mistake, this affects the local people as well. States' borders are closed. Alternative means of transportation are needed. So we cannot and we will not distinguish there. And also onshore in the offices, we have colleagues with diminished workloads, but also people with double jobs now. We have trainees, new starters, colleagues on maternity leave. They all need a dialogue. So how is the morale is basically the first question of every day. And then, especially for the colleagues going back and forth to the platforms, testing needs to be in place, quarantine discipline coming into the new countries. And that obviously stresses also to visitors, clients, helicopter pilots, etc. So it requires longer planning and extra planning to fit the periods in the schedules. And then on the more tangible bits, getting them PPE, the testing, as I said, but also the stocks to see that all critical appurtenances, food, water, spares, chemicals, lubricants, etc., are available and can be safely delivered. I have to say, this was less of a challenge than expected, and credit to my colleagues in the supply chain and logistics team who have been working so prepared. But fortunately, timing seems to be in our favor now. Cargo planes always kept flying, and commercial flights are opening up. So there's a hopeful horizon, because with reduced workforce on the platforms, we are deferring work.
Jasper, it's very gratifying to hear certain themes returning in all of our conversations with clients. And that is, of course, the emphasis on people, as you've noted, and then also the emphasis on dialogue and effective communication. Tell us a little bit about, you know, how you feel best practice is emerging from this. What are the learnings? What are the takeaways? What are the things that you're going to always want to do now that have emerged out of handling the pandemic?
Communication, indeed, would be one of the first things I'd raise here. I'm very proud of my company's response. The energy doesn't seem to be waning, and we have been able to be clear from day one, starting with team calls, first daily, then bi-weekly, and then carefully scaling it back. The preparedness, teamwork, listening, stepping back when needed, and very important, accepting that there's no one-size-fits-all approach here. We set up a COVID task force, of which I'm a member, overseeing the business continuity plans, seeing the testing being implemented on a global scale, reporting things to our intranet, making dashboards with information accessible to anyone, mailing of tips, reminding people to do exercise, the constant questioning. We're very much become a company with a foreman setting, and I love that. The ideas are pitched with quick turnarounds. Everyone's chipping in with should we do this or did we think about this? Then externally, working the contractors network to get those testing kits, the PPE, And at the same time, also auditing them on their business continuity plan and stability to make sure that we can bank on seeing our stocks resupplied. We've also been engaging in peer sharing with our peers in the industry, the other ship owners, but also our contractors and our clients. I find that our industry, the energy industry, is very communal in that sense. One of the things I'm most proud of is also the initiative to be calling individual colleagues, which was done by the captains on board, the ones that sitting at home and they couldn't come back to work. And their line managers reaching out to them directly from the other side of the world. That was greatly appreciated.
It's a very complicated chain of communication, but you've managed to make it work.
Yes, and that all has also been kept together by periodical town halls initiated by our senior management, who constantly encourages all of us to engage and participate.
Jasper, over the scope of your professional experience, how does this particular crisis compare with other issues that you've had to deal with?
We've immediately treated this as emergency response. And as a risk manager and in our industry, any claim that has come our way is sizable and has an impact or disruption. So we actually treated this the same, which allowed us to be working according to a protocol and procedures, teamwork, leveraging of experiences and not being too big to ask and letting experts in this case, the likes of yourself, because you guys address crisis management for a living and we don't. Our modus operandi is running vessels and what we're good at is finding oil and process such safely. And with that, we mitigate crises. But when a crisis hit, you want to surround yourself with those familiar with handling such. I take pride in the fact that we are no experts in crisis management, but we do anticipate it. And therefore, we prepare ourselves for a certain format and a mindset that comes with it. And because we anticipate, it falls in a familiar pattern. Everyone on the same page, no reinventing of the wheels, no heroes. Just do what you're good at and listen to the experts.
Well, so precisely with that comment in mind, do you see your role changing at all going forward?
Absolutely. I think risk management will be even more focused on our people. And from an insurance management perspective, I expect to focus more on business continuation, not necessarily connected to the operational risk. It's interesting and exciting at the same time. In our current program, we've been able to achieve much relief in anticipating claims, as I said earlier, address the perils in our operations, especially with the people offshore. Now, the new challenge is moving away from getting them to work safely to ensure that they can go to work safely.
Jasper, you're being very generous with your time. Before we let you go, one final question, and that is just look forward a little bit for us and tell us a little bit about what recovery looks like for the company and for your people and for getting things moving more smoothly.
Yeah, I would have to say human capital again. Every day I see my colleagues making the rounds, on seeking to find routes to bring my colleagues to work in those places where we operate and try and relieve those that have been in country for months. It remains challenging with certain countries still deferring commercial flights. But I have to say that is our single key focus now, secure mobility in a responsible manner.
Jasper Notenboom, Vice President of Insurance with BW Offshore. It's been a great pleasure having you online. Thank you very, very much for sharing your thoughts and your experience and your outlook with us.
Thank you very much, Chuck, and thank you for all your support.
That's all for this episode of The Supply Chain. Stay updated with new episodes of The Supply Chain by subscribing wherever you listen to your podcasts. And be sure to check out our other podcasts as well. To follow all of Control Risk's analysis of the COVID-19 pandemic and to find out how we are helping clients build organizations that are secure, compliant, and resilient, visit controlrisk.com. See you next time.